she was one in a million. She was really one of those people that you meet once in a lifetime. And she had this positive force, this great charisma about her everywhere that she went that anybody could sense. And so I had the honor of meeting her back in 2016. That was the first time I'd met her. And I was just blown away by her presence because she's so welcoming, so loving and caring, and had this very warmth about her, similar to a mother's warmth. She was like the matriarch of the Asian community. People were drawn to her. And I remember doing stories about her where people just celebrated her all the time. They would describe her as someone that put people's needs before herself. And I think that's why she did such a stellar job at the Mary J. Trelia Community House. It's a nonprofit in Sioux City that helps Siouxland's newcomers acclimate and adjust to our area. And she helped hundreds upon hundreds of immigrants and refugees in our community, help them gain a better life. And along the way, she's touched so many of those lives. And because of that, the community celebrated her. I remember back in 2016, she received a bronze display, which is now in front of the Martin Luther King Jr. Transportation Center. And then in 2018, she received the Jefferson Award, which is its prestigious award that is on a national level too. The winner who gets chosen from the Siouxland community is then recognized on a national level in Washington, D.C. And Ms. Hong Kuk was the winner that year, but because she had some health conditions, she couldn't make it that year. So she had asked me at the time when I was a news reporter for Siouxland News, she had asked me if we can choose another recipient to represent the Siouxland area. And so that was a big deal because, again, she was selected as the winner, but she couldn't make it to herself, but she wanted someone to be recognized for our community. And so, again, that just tells you how selfless that she was. And then back in 2019, she received a Women of Excellence Award. And I believe that was one of her last awards before she passed away in 2020. And her passing was so hard on not only the Asian American community in Siouxland, but really the community as a whole, because she was a leader and she was just so committed to her work. Even after she retired from the Mary J. Trelia Community House, she still found ways to stay busy. She was active with the Siouxland Asian Festival, which is a committee that I'm also a part of. And she would find ways to make it to the event, even though it would be blistering hot. On a June Saturday, she found ways to make it and attend and show her support for the Asian community. And so I'm so honored to have gotten to know her all these years. And again, there's just no one like her. She is one in a million.